This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and this is the January 10, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. I will be reading a summary of an article on the cervical spine. Simultaneous anterior and posterior screw fixations confined to the axis for stabilization of a three-part fracture of the axis, odontoid, Dens, and Hangman fractures. A report of two cases by Jun Shinbo and colleagues. Fractures of the axis are considered to be one of the most common injuries to the cervical spine, accounting for more than 20% of all cervical spine fractures. Multiple fractures of the axis are much rarer, accounting for 1% of all cervical fractures. Management of such complex fractures is still challenging, and there is no strong consensus for treatment. The authors describe two patients who presented with three-part fractures of the axis. The cases presented were characterized by a type 2 odontoid fracture, a type 1A traumatic spondylolisthesis with no or little translation and angulation of C2 on C3 in a ring fracture of the axis, and no disorders at the C2 to 3 disc on magnetic resonance imaging. Therefore, the authors performed an operative method confined to the axis by concurrently inserting an anterior odontoid screw and posterior bilateral pedicle screws without arthrodesis of C2 to 3. This was followed by cervical soft collar fixation for only 1 to 2 weeks. The patients had favorable outcomes. Enough stability of the fracture sites was achieved to allow for early mobilization, which led to preserving range of motion of the cervical spine at C2 to 3, as well as at C1 to 2, and good osteosynthesis was acquired. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.